We're in the middle of learning about different women, disfigurements that will cause distraction and cause you to look at the Kohanim, as we clarified yesterday, that they cannot duchen. We mentioned about people who can't speak clearly, and then the Gemara says the following. Amar Leila Avua. Let's start again the story. Amar Leila Bchia, Leila Bshimon Bar Rabbi. If you would be a Levi, you'd be not allowed to sing. Also, Amar Lelavu, he went and said this over to his father. Amar Lacy, he said to his son, Rebbe was his father, so Rebbe told his son, Shimon, Zil Emalei, go to Rebchia, and Kishat Megil, Eitzel V'chakisi Lashem, when you say the words V'chakisi Lashem, Lo Nimtzis Mecharev Umegadev. That when you say the words, and I hope for Hashem, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya, you are going to be, if you don't be careful, you're going to be saying, Vihi kisi Hashem, that I hit Hashem. And it sounds like you're a megarif and a mecharif and a megadif. So, he also has a problem with the way he speaks. In other words, you have to be careful as well. One who has an issue where he tears a lot. He has a disease that tears, his eye tears a lot. So that's called a zavalgan. He cannot duchen. Because again, it'll cause people to look at him. But there was once a person who had this illness who lived in the neighborhood of Rav Huna, and he duchened. So the answer is a very important answer, which is why a lot of people can duchen today, even if they have these illness, because Ahu dash biiro hava, he was familiar. People were it was common to see him. No one looked at him. You know, like in my neighborhood, me and Mo Zocha. We have a boy, Mordechai.
He
makes noises, he's a cerebral palsy. I don't even think twice when I'm down in person when I hear screeches. It doesn't even enter my it's part of my thing. Someone who comes to the neighborhood, it's like, whoa, what's going on here? Because it's very unusual.
What do you mean screams?
Like, he has cerebral palsy, so he gets he loses, he gets excited.
That's
and whatever.
Really sad.
We're not here to discuss, it is sad, but the point I'm trying to make is, here's a person that is a severe disruptive of davening if you're not, and it doesn't even affect me and Mo, because it's part of our
routine, you're used to it.
No, it's, we're even Zocha, we look at it as a schus, I certainly do that, to be together with him. But anyway, my point is, Dush B'iro, when something is familiar to you, it doesn't bother you. The Brisa says straight out that a person who tears a lot should not duchen, but if it's someone who is the city is common with him, mutter is allowed. Someone who's blind and one eye cannot duchen. But again, we know there was once a person in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yochanan who duchen, and he was blind in one eye. So the Gemara says again, who dash biiro, the same answer. They were used to him. Who dash biiro hava. It's interesting halacha, because what if a guest comes to the city? I mean, so anyway, Tosis points out that this halacha applies even to someone who has a mum on his hand. Yerushalmi says that if they're dash biiro, it's mutter. Even though
how long do you have to be in the city?
I don't have the answer. I don't have the answer to that question. How that works. Rabbi Yehuda Omer and Mishra Yadav Tzvus. The Zikav of the Mishra said if someone's hands have a dye on it, a coloring on it, it cannot duchen. Tana Imro Vanchu Yir Melachton Bekach. But if most of the city has such a parnasa where their hands are dirty, they're all in the car business, they all have dirty hands, mutter. Again, because the same idea, this is not a disqualification, be'etzem. It's not a be'etzem disqualification, it's a disqualification because it's going to cause people to look. So if it's something that's common, it's okay. Mishnah, someone who says the following, I will not daven for the umbud if I'm wearing colored clothing. Ah, so we see he's got some issues. He's got some minus issue where he is. So then af belavanim lo yavor. So then he basically has cut himself off from davening even if he's wearing white clothing, because once he has a distinct way that he says he has to daven, we're concerned that there's some sort of apikorsis going on. The sandal and over af yachav. He says I only go with certain types of shoes called a sandal. He can't even go barefoot. Lo yavor. Vahos tefilaso agula sakana. Someone who makes his tefillin round. First of all, it's a sakana, as we'll see, because of the anatomy of the head, whatever. But ein b'mitzvah. It's also ein b'mitzvah. You're not yotzei. Nasna al mitzvah. You put the tefillin on your forehead, like the pasuk seems to say. Oh, al pas yado. Or you put it on the palm of your hand, as the pasuk seems to say. Al yodecha. Harezu derech aminus. That is the way of people who don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. Amin. An apikores. Tzipan Zav V'nasna Al Beis Unkeli Shalo. If you cover it with gold and you place it on your Unkeli, your ankle, I think. Hareza Derech Chitzonim. That's the way of the out of the Chitzonim. The Unkeli is the. I'm sorry. The basically is the is you put it on your clothing. Unkeli is you wear it outside. Put it on your clothing.
Like a badge.
So then why, if somebody has a cast, why don't they just not put on tefillin?
They don't put on tefillin.
Don't they put it on top of it?
No. If the cast is up over here, you don't put it on. But if the cast is here, so you put the tefillin on, but you wrap around. When we talk about tefillin, we talk about the actual bias on the basar. The ritsuos that and the ritsua around your head, and the ritsua by the knot. But everything else, it doesn't necessarily have to be on the skin.
That's
I don't know what you're talking about.
No,
so the box is not.